This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's transition. Let's talk a little Chiefs in this segment as well. I want to play for you what Andy Reid had to say. Here he is talking about the dynamic of the left side of the offensive line for the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, they've been working double time on that, so we'll see how it goes with the game part of it and that. But then, yeah, talking through everything, they're going to see some new things for both of them, and how they handle that. We'll see how it goes when we get there.
So that was Andy Reid as he met with the media yesterday, just talking about the dynamic of the left side of the offensive line. I want to ask you guys this question, 913-586-7965. On a scale from 1 to 10, how worried are you about the left side of the offensive line? 0 is not worried at all. 10 is code red. We need to make massive sweeping changes. How worried are you on a scale from 1 to 10? Because I think most people would agree. Heading into this season, they just don't have many question marks. Their team is largely the same, except for a couple of spots. The left side of the offensive line is one of the few places on the team that is just different from the last time that we saw the Chiefs play. You have Josh Simmons, a player that you obviously really like, a player that you're obviously very high on, and then you got a guy in Kingsley Suamataia, let's just call it what it is, who has been very up and down so far in his career. He has shown you an ability to be able to play interior offensive line and be a starter in the league. He's also shown you reasons of, hey, maybe this guy shouldn't be on the field. Rob, on a scale from 1 to 10, where are you at with the Chiefs and their left side of their offensive line? If you were asking me today, I'd put it at a 4.5. I'm not super worried about it. I'm not worried about it, A, because I think Simmons is going to be more than capable this year. I don't know if we're talking about him being a Pro Bowl caliber player, but is he going to be a positive starter for you? Is he going to be considered to be an upgrade over what you had last year and a player that is going to grow as the season progresses? Yes. Why I'm also not super worried about the left side of the offensive line is they have an emergency plan. If something doesn't go right with Kingsley Suamataia, we all know what the plan is. And I think the Chiefs have shown you they are not going to go with a bad plan for very long. If this plan is not working midway in the Eagles game or midway in between the game against the Giants with those pass rushers, they will not hesitate to sit somebody on the bench. We've seen them do that before with other starters, not just with Kingsley. Whenever Juwan Taylor is having his offensive line holding false start, they... Why don't you come sit down for a little bit and just get a reset? Why don't you sit down for the next 4 or 5 plays? We're going to put you back in there. Why don't you go over there and get some water and be ready to go out there for the next series? When you got a guy like Jalen Moore, who you're paying $21 million to guaranteed for this upcoming season, you will not hesitate, if need be, if something goes wrong, to go out there and make a change, whether it's at left tackle with Josh Simmons or whether it's at left guard with Kingsley Suamataia. So I'm going to put my worry at a 4, 4.5. A, because I feel good about Josh Simmons, and I also feel like if we feel Kingsley becomes a problem at any point in those first 4 games, I think they will just happily move on to Jalen Moore and not look back the same way that they did last year. And this year, they got better secondary options than they had last season.
I think 3.5 to 4 is probably my number. I think it is impossible before we ever see a live rep. I don't care about the preseason. I really don't. I know the PFF grades and what they mean, and man, Kingsley was a road grader, a run blocker, but struggling pass blocking, and you know, depending on what blogger or person you read or watch for Josh Simmons in the first game, he was the big star. Until you see it in live action, I think it is impossible to have any level of worry beyond just I'm neutral and it's inexperience. That's why it's 3.5 to 4 to me is Kingsley's taken one game, albeit a game that didn't really count against the Broncos, of left guard in his NFL career, and Josh Simmons has played no games at left tackle in his NFL career. So I have a level of concern due to just pure inexperience, but I've never seen them play a real team in a real game that counts. At this time last year, you probably would have been like, wow, the Chiefs might have their left tackle in Kingsley. It was half a month later, and you were like, no, they don't. So I think 3.5 to 4.5, somewhere in that window, is really the only acceptable answer because we just don't know. Preseason is what preseason is. It's a dress rehearsal. It's half speed. It is hard to say, oh, they're doing this here, so it will translate or won't. 3.5 to 4.5 is my number.
Yeah, I'm looking at the text line right now, and I don't think there's a lot of worry right now. I really don't think there's reason to be super worried about this. Someone on the text line says, I'm at a 5 right now. If they face a decent to good D line, then they may be beaten. I'm here to tell you that they play 4 of those in the first 4 games of the season. Like, you're going up against teams that have legitimate pass rushers early on in the season. Like, I mean, the Giants, they just spent a top 3 pick on a defensive lineman. Like, the Giants might have one of the 3 best D-lines in the NFL. You play Philadelphia's defensive line. I don't got to tell you about the dogs when it comes to that defensive line. And if there is any team in the National Football League that should know how good the Philadelphia defensive line is, it's Kansas City. And then you got Baltimore at the end of the season. So I will say, when it comes to Kingsley, you will get an early season test. As quickly as this season begins, there is no easing into this thing where you play a couple of the weaker defenses and then you kind of work your way up to it. No. So I'm with you. It's preseason football. You're right, Rob. I don't want to overreact to preseason football, but I do think that Kingsley is a question. I mean, he played 6 quarters last year and they were like, no, we're never doing this again. They rather last year had moved Joe Tooney to left tackle instead of keeping him at left guard, been giving Kingsley a second opportunity later in the season. So they've already shown you like, all right. But that's one thing. It's one thing to trust the player at left tackle. Now we're talking about left guard where you got help on your left and your right side. But they have at least shown me, hey, they are not giving Kingsley the benefit of the doubt, and they will not hesitate to remove him if they got a question. And last year, we all were trying to wonder, well, who would that replacement be? This year, we have a clear set answer on who that replacement is going to be. It's going to be Jalen Moore. I mean, you like Jalen Moore enough at one point to give him $20-something million guaranteed. Now he's going to be your break in case of emergency, or he is your in case Kingsley doesn't work out emergency.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.